Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
The great Chris Maxapata comes in and handles the news quite nicely, I must say. So we're going to do the news with Chris Maxapata with the stories in his hands. First, 8sleep.com. Every podcast has a mattress ad, let's face it, but there's thousands of them. Only one uses technology and temperature to give you the deepest sleep. Oh, it's such a game changer. It is a game changer, 8sleep, especially if you run hot like I do, man. You run cool. The pod by 8sleep, first bed to combine dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking. Research shows the link between sleep performance and temperature. Of course, you're cold, it doesn't work, you don't sleep well, you're hot, you toss and turn. The pod reacts in real time, adjusting the temp to keep you comfortable. And the stats say it all. Pod customers fall asleep faster, toss and turn 25% less, and have a 17% increase in deep sleep. And right now, you get $150 off and free shipping. Do yourself a favor. Really regulate the temperature of your sleep with 8sleep.com/Adam. Get the $150 off plus free shipping. That is EIGHT, 8sleep.com/Adam.
10 years ago, one man set sail.
But I'm going to get guests in here. I'll get a studio, and we will create something together.
One man, with a microphone in hand, ranted.
No nailing schedule, no inspector, no nothing. Now,
nothing!
Nothing!
Debated.
I don't want to have a sociological...
Sure,
I
why
deal
would
with
you? You have, no.
No, here's why.
Why would you want to do that? Because a person from the Times wouldn't write good things about
oh,
you if
God.
You did that.
No, that's not the case.
And taught the world how to properly measure a penis.
From the center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
Now, it's time to commemorate a decade. Introducing the official 10 Years of ACS Scrapbook. Featuring never-before-seen photos and stories from behind the scenes at ACS, the early days of the podcast, and favorite memories from all your favorite guests. Signed by the entire ACS crew and every host on the network, this $99 scrapbook is limited to only 300 copies. Head to CorollaDrinks.com today to get a copy of your own or a gift for the holidays. Hurry, we will sell out.
Maxapata, oh, Maxapata.
Rocky Maxapata.
Well, he stands no more than 5'3". This puffy head, horny, hungry Asian pygmy. Road trips with Corolla and sleeps in a drawer. Heard he's good with the ladies, Filipino man whore. Took a school bus trip all around the state. He got a big appetite, likes to clean his plate. His real name's Loxamana, but not to Adam. So we changed that shit up, now we call him Maxapata.
Maxapata, Maxapata. Maxapata, Maxapata, Maxapata.
I can't believe no one else ever dubbed you Maxapata.
It's nowhere near my last name. Why would anybody call me Maxapata?
To be insulting.
My last name's Loxamana. Waxalama, loves your mama, which I didn't think was really that big of an insult.
But that's my whole point. I'm naming you after a feminine product. Yeah. These guys are Wax with a llama.
I know. But I don't think it's close. I still don't think it's close.
I'd say, well, first off, Dr. Drew thought your name was Maxapata.
Look, isn't it legitimately, it's so bizarre.
You just went to school with a bunch of fucking uncreative people. He loves his mama. Yeah. Oh, I'm devastated.
That was a nice one.
I mean, that's a little bit better than walks a llama.
Yeah, well, people just,
is that supposed
whatever
to be
they
a
could
funny
run.
One? Like,
these are kids.
Ouch. Well, I live an exotic lifestyle. Yeah.
And maxi pads aren't a big high school thing anyway.
And kids will grab that lowest hanging fruit too with the last. Damage check. Did you get anything? Did you get like damage shit or?
Oh, I was. In fact, I'm sorry. I don't want to get in your way, Maxipat, or whatever your name is. The Waxalama, whatever.
In third I'd argue Maxipat is closer than Waxalama.
Imagine a, I mean, as nervous as I've ever been, walking into a room assured that, listen, Cousin Sal, you met Jimmy the one day over at when I invited you over to watch football. You met Jimmy. It's going to be you and Jimmy doing this interview for the Man Show. So you don't have anything to be nervous about. And I walk in, and it's Jimmy Kimmel, and it's also Daniel Kellison, and it's also Adam Carolla, who now I'm on the, oh, no, he's funny, and now what am I going to do? Mm. And then there's another raisin-y kind of looking guy, and I place 5 minutes into the conversation, and they say, oh, and of course you know Bob. And I say, like, yeah, of course I know Bob, but I don't know who Bob is. And then I realize 5 minutes in, oh, it's Bobcat Goldthwait, and I don't know what to do, and they're having a conversation, and I insert myself into it and somehow find myself telling the story of, like, yeah, because Kimmel says, Damashek, that sounds like a homicide detective or something. And I say, in third grade, it was a misery because the kids would call me, you have a bad word in your last name. They've damn a shack. The damn people who live in a shack. Right. And I'm telling that whole story. And I, as I'm telling this story, I'm a fly on the wall looking at myself saying, what the hell are you doing in this interview? You're trying to get a job as a comedy writer, and this is your story. You got no chance. Pack your bags, damn person who lives in a shack. And here I sit with Maxipata.
I got Crayola, which is another lateral move. Like,
yeah.
It's like that's a crayon. Like it's mm-hmm. like a alpaca. Mm-hmm.
Can't do a lot with Brian or Bishop, but I got one kid was like, bitch mop. And I'm like, all right, I mean, am I supposed to be insulted by that? I just want to be desperate.
I do love that people have to toil and really burn calories.
Yes,
like, I must put you down verbally, but how? How? Yeah, sorry. What's our first story, Max Pata?
All right. So on Thursday last week, Lady Gaga, she has a residency in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you, Adam, she likes to do a lot of crowd work.
Yeah.
And what she did is she brought up a fan.
Where are y'all from?
She brings up a fan on stage, and she dances. And the way she dances on them, she just jumps on him, starts grinding on him. But things did not go according to plan. We'll play the video here. And you could see her straddling this guy.
Oh.
And they're kind of moving. And then.
Oh no.
Fell right off the stage.
Oh, no. He Patrick Mahomes himself.
That's a big.
Yes, he did.
That's a
you
big fall.
You see that
fall.
Left knee?
Bad news.
That's a big fall.
Oh, yeah. The knee was the last thing to go.
Yeah.
That was bad news right there.
That's a big fall.
So.
I got to tell you, as a dude who's been on stage a lot. There are a couple things working against you. One is most all stages are just black. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have a defining edge. It's just black. It just sort of leads into the black. It's like a cyclorama or something.
Yeah, it can't
really. It just fades away. And you have a spotlight in your face. I don't think most people who walk out on stage when the house lights are up or they're doing a sound check or whatever, don't notice. When the lights go down and the spotlight hits you in the face, you can't really see anything. And the last thing you want to do is a performer's look down when you're walking around. So you have all these things kind of conspiring against you, and it happens all the time. And they don't. Oh, Bean from Kevin and Bean fell off stage.
Yeah, I got the video of that.
A lot of guys. Well, they don't. It's not like they put some. They don't throw mattresses or spare tires down on the floor either. It's just guardrails and drunk people.
Didn't Kelsey Grammer? He had the best one ever. He walked full speed straight off as though he was doing a pratfall.
And Margaret fell off and really screwed herself up. It's going to happen because you have this cocktail of black stage, spotlight in your face. Anyway, I don't have to watch Bean fall. Anyway,
it was a big fall.
Up?
So they get up. The guy is horrified. The fan, his name is Jack. He's horrified. All the security's helping her up. She gets to the mic right away, and she just goes, everything's okay. The only thing that's not okay is we need some stairs for the damn stage so I can get back up. She gets back on the stage, sits down at the piano, invites the fan, who's now crying, to sit next to her. He's devastated.
Wow.
And also a big ask to, like, perform an impromptu stunt, essentially, with a fan who's not prepped. You have no idea if this guy's strong or capable.
Yeah. And she announces to the audience, Internet, do not destroy this guy. everything tells him everything's going to be okay. And she looks at him. She goes, could you promise me something? Could you forgive yourself right now for what just happened? They sing a song. He sits next to her, and everything is okay.
He wept, though?
Yeah, no, he was weeping.
Tell me something, well, boy.
Okay, he doesn't need to forgive himself. That's kind of on her. Like, she jumped on him and was bouncing up and down.
I'm sure he feels some sort of responsibility.
This one's squarely on her.
Very
quickly. I can't believe everyone's okay.
I'm just curious, Ace, for comparison's sake, did Gabe weep after the August backpack incident?
Who's Gabe?
Gabe isn't sure who Gabe is.
All right, what else?
All right, well, a 6-year-old Minnesota boy was missing for nearly 10 hours in a cornfield, the last place where you'd want to get wished into.
He got wished out there, right. Yeah.
And over 600 volunteers turned out to find him. The way they did find him, though, was a drone. A drone with thermal technology went to the sky.
Oh, wow.
And cops are saying that's the only way that we would have found him.
Was he, passed out or something? They couldn't yell for him?
10 hours, it was like 40 degrees. And
what I'm saying. Was he something.
But he's okay. It's just they used a drone. So technology rises.
We should because I was thinking picturing Jack Nicholson and The Shining. You know, ending up that way.
Icicle on the nose.
We have enough technology for this stuff to never really happen again. Don't we? I know everyone's scared about Big Brother, but when Mike August is getting back in the car with Gabe at LAX at 6:45 in the morning because he doesn't have his passport and can't continue on his journey without a piece of paper with a small picture of his face on it, like you're going through Nazi Germany in the 40s or something. Could we just up this? Could we get – I would take the chip. I would take the retinal scan. I will take whatever, and then you will know where we are, like the tennis ball. I think they got a chip in the tennis ball, fair or foul. You know what I mean? People put chips in their dogs. Put a chip in your kid. Well, you know where he is. You'll be able to find him.
Do they? For real, I know this is but the ISIS guys who are escaping everything, they just put one of those in them. Then now at least you'd always know where they are, right?
Put a chip in everybody.
For real. And also, regarding the drone, I was just thinking about this. My 10-year-old boy, Jean-Claude Van Damaschek, could not believe that they fly blimps. How do they get those photos from on high over football stadiums? I said, the blimp is there. He said, that people fly blimps? What they still do that?
Yeah.
And it's a great question. What is the need for blimps? And nobody's traveling by blimp anymore. Why do they just use drones? Do they have to fly a big dumb balloon over every stadium?
Goodyear's paying for that.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get the advertising.
Yeah, I get it, but still.
money rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming out with a sequel to The Shining.
Oh, really?
This year, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Sleep.
I'm down with
that. It's an
Jason
adult.
Bateman.
It's an adult. No, it's Ewan McGregor.
Oh, it's Ewan McGregor? I thought.
Yeah. I'm almost positive. I'm going to look that up.
Matt, it might be Ewan McGregor. I trust you over me.
Either way, grown up Danny Torrance. You know, the kid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I had heard that. Yeah. Sorry.
Interesting. Since we're talking about The Shining kind of coming back, there's another movie that they're booting into a feature, and that is Barney. You remember Barney, the purple dinosaur?
The dinosaur?
Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out
is
producing this movie, and he says Barney was a ubiquitous figure in many of our childhoods. Then he disappeared into the shadows, left misunderstood. We're excited to explore this compelling modern-day hero and see if his message of I love you, you love me, can stand the test of time.
All right.
And it's joining Hot Wheels and Barbie as the new Mattel universe.
Can we just make a feature called Stuff You've Heard Of?
And that's what dominates the box office.
What is it? Yeah. It's just stuff that you know about from some other time that you're aware of. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your stepdad's name? Herb? All right, let's make it that.
We'll just
stuff.
I
just
love
things you've heard of. Stuff.
It's called Hey, I Know That.
Yeah, Vans Shoes, the movie. it's just stuff I know. Yeah. Well, why aren't we having a Van Shoes movie? Someone is going, I got 14-year-old kids. They come over to the house. They're all wearing Vans. Now, come on now.
Okay, I see the potential.
Oh, hold on. I'm on a roll. Ha, Hot Pockets, the movie. Come on. Who here has everyone heard of Hot Pockets?
Of course.
I rest my case.
Oh. I guess we're in production.
Oh. Saline Solution.
I know what that
movie.
Is.
The movie.
I know what that is.
We know what we know people with contact lenses.
I used it this morning.
Ooh, I'm on a roll. Celery. Do you guys know what celery is?
Since I was a child.
The movie, but this is the movie. We reimagine celery.
It's a hit.
No, I'm on to the formula.
Yeah.
It's all the movie.
What else? Oh, cuticles. The
movie. We've all got them.
You ever had your cuticles pushed?
We've all got them.
Gum. Trident. The gum.
Whoa.
I remember that shit, right?
I don't try
that. That was awesome, right?
We can co-produce the Wrigley's.
Now, would we go Snickers bar, the movie, or fun size Snickers bar? Maybe that's a short.
Yeah,
both.
Yeah.
Both.
Mars Universe.
Okay. Just stuff you've heard of. Oh, yeah. Interior of your car, the movie. Did you guys been inside your car, right?
I was inside familiar? Just before this, yeah.
Have you guys had fried chicken? Fried chicken.
Oh,
the movie.
This is relatable. Yeah. We've all been.
We play big in the South.
Ooh, you know, I was walking in the office. I saw a pine cone on the ground.
I like where
everyone knows what a pine cone is, right? Pine cone. The movie. It just keeps going. I don't know why you guys keep
really
going.
It is based on some of your pitch meetings over the years. Ace. Like, well, nobody would get that. This is why this would work. Yeah. They'd be like, everybody gets that. Everybody understands, Adam. Everybody's been there.
Everyone knows.
I know.
That's right. Tones. All right. You guys all know what an undershirt is?
And how?
The movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's going to have fun poking.
Imagine we just get half the people who know what an undershirt is into the theater.
That's the number one movie of the year.
Or pine cone. It's number one. Sorry.
This Barbie movie that's coming out, by the way, set up at Warner Brothers, has a Margot Robbie starring.
You know
in
what?
It.
We all like to laugh about the Barbie and the Barney and the whatever. As I've said many times, in a world where the Lego movie is a fucking instant classic, anything can be
but
good.
But can we make rules like we started with the Rolling Memorials? Porcelain Punisher, I think they were just talking about Clueless. I was listening to Kevin and Bean last week, and they were talking about Clueless, the TV show or the movie that they're redoing. They're making a TV show. Now, here's my whole thing. You are allowed to make Barbie the movie, and you're allowed to make Clueless the TV show or the Archies or whatever it is. I don't want all the reimagining. Make a new fucking movie, because that's not Barbie then. It's like, we're making Barbie the movie, except for it has nothing to do with Barbie.
The worst
now
one
you're
was
just
when they,
stealing a name.
What
and
was Battleship? Remember that 10, 15 years ago? Battleship, really, perhaps this side of the cavemen, the Geico cavemen TV show. Battleship the movie. Like, all right, I mean, you're just using the name.
Right.
But then it was about aliens invading.
I talked to Pete Berg when he was writing that movie, and he said, I have to hang up. I'm going out on a boat. And I said, why? And he said, to write Battleship. And I was like, all right, so whoever wrote Alien had to go to outer space? Or can you go to your fucking living
Method
room
writer.
And write on Terra Firma? And then he went and wrote the movie Battleship. But it's still unclear to me whether it was Battleship from Hasbro.
Or just
It was.
It takes place on a battleship.
Right, but he just kind of borrowed that name, that familiarity for what you're talking about. You guys
know
what
this
is.
The same font.
This, yeah. But nothing to do with, B7.
Mean Girls, Clueless, going to be a new TV series for CBS. It's Mean Girls meets Riverdale, dramatic take on a high school comedy centered on the character played by Stacey Dash?
Yeah, she was a character.
That's correct.
I know,
like,
but
the best
centered, it's centered on her.
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't she just get arrested?
That's according to Deadline.
Yeah. She punched her husband or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well,
Stacey Bash, am I right?
Her husband said, I believe Hunter Biden. And then she took a swing at him.
So
a
couple weeks ago, we had Bill Gertz on. You guys talked about the whole NBA in China, that bizarre story. Well, a Lakers fan raised almost $43,000, and they're going to hand out Stand with Hong Kong T-shirts at the Lakers opener. He did
Hold on. I'm super rich and out of touch. Is 43 $1,000 a lot of money?
That's considered a lot to most people.
For shirts, yeah. So what happened was he had a goal of $20,000 in this crowdfunding thing, and he raised $43,000.
Almost doubled his goal.
Before donations were disabled.
Disabled?
Yeah, and the page describes the plot as effective/hilarious. And goes on to detail the political reasons for the protests in Hong Kong. And, and this is all just in response to LeBron James and that his response to the whole China thing.
I don't – like, the part about LeBron James where he's obviously beholden to the money and the manufacturers, Nike and everything, that's all that fine. And the fact where he can't really say anything because it's a huge revenue stream for him, and I get it. The part where he gives the press conference explaining that the general manager of the Rockets needs to educate himself. Now we're into some weird territory because LeBron needs to educate himself, not the general manager who's standing with Hong Kong. He's got to educate himself. Now it's getting demeaning, which is that guy is educated. He said something that was patently true, and you guys are all worried about your paychecks, so you're going to crap all over his truism and then explain he needs to educate himself?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, hero.
Condescending at minimum.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
On Friday, the NBA announced that they're going to stop. They're going to silence all comments about China moving forward while they're in China. So they've already made it.
It's always a effective strategy.
Can I say this? I mean, no one knows how things would play out, you know, but every time I talk to Mark Garagos, and maybe you can find LeBron telling his press conference on the HK. But okay, whenever I talk to Mark Garagos and I say to him, Mark, these things will live and die in 3 or 4 working days. And by the way, Trump will say something stupid in 72 hours and it'll all be gone. Kathy Griffin is having a press conference. She's crying and screaming. He's trying to kill me. That tears the Band-Aid off it. And now it's an open wound again. And now everyone covers the press conference. Why not just stay in your condo for a few days? And we'll just move on. He says to me every time, yes, yes, what are these people doing? It's like, all right, the guy from Houston makes a comment, sends an innocuous tweet out there, like, you know, stand with Hong Kong. Just let it die. Just leave it alone. Just walk away. Just walk away. And in 24 hours, it'll be completely and utterly gone. No, no. You got to go. You got to address it. He's got to apologize. You have to do some half-ass. It's a Rubik's Cube that never works out because China's evil and you guys are getting tons of money from China. So there's no way to spin this that doesn't end up landing in your lap as broken eggs.
You are so right about this. And if I ever had any doubts about this, which I have, like, how do you handle these things that are like that? Consider a piping hot bowl of soup and then forcing yourself to just eat it, like, or just wait until it cools down, then it'll go down just fine. This thing of, like, gotta eat the soup right now. Like, if Donald Trump has taught the world anything, is just deny it until people move on to something else. That is exactly right.
The guy made an innocuous tweet. I'm sure a few people in China got their nose out of joint, but it would have just died and gone away immediately.
There's a bit of the Streisand effect, too, where if you just let it go, it would have eventually, less people would have noticed it, but by bringing attention to it, now it's a thing. Now it's the top story on, you know, sports.
That was also not Streisand.
All right, here's
let it go.
Here's LeBron.
Talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you only think about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be
A lot. He's got to educate himself.
He's usually
talks
so
about oppressed people.
He's usually very good at press conferences. This is the biggest backlash I've ever seen.
The Bettis is watching him and Steve Kerr, like, stammer through up. I got to educate my brother-in-law. So he has the wisdom of the Orient. I'm going to shoot him an email to see what's going on over there. Okay, Mr. has an opinion on everything.
I now hear stymied. You. I don't want to. I'm not
Fuck
looking for an argument or anything.
You rich hypocrites.
I'm not looking for an argument, but the bulk of the last 20 years, LeBron James has done a lot of stuff that he didn't have to do with his platform, and he's done a lot of good.
Right,
that's the only thing worthwhile. That's
so I look. He opened a school. That's great. But the whole thing about China is you guys are getting money from an evil regime, and you need to. You can keep the money, but spare the lecture. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just zip it. Move on. Just keep walking. All right. Sorry. Let me hit Castrol. That's what I want to say. Want a chance to win a trip to see me in Las Vegas? Well, it's easy. You get five quarts of Castrol Edge over at the AutoZone. Use your AutoZone rewards to automatically be entered to win a three-day, two-night trip to see me in Vegas. November coming up for SEMA, so go down to AutoZone, get some Castrol, and check it out. Right, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter. Win. Open a residence in the 50 United States, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid September 24th through October 21st. Void prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for more details.
All right, one more, Max Pata.
All right, well, Mike August on
really
the freeway.
Max Pata doesn't sound anything like Loxamana?
Loves his mama. Loxamana. Max, no, nobody would come up with that.
Well, obviously, you didn't go to school with verbal geniuses.
Yeah, I don't know. My problem was you gave me this name when we were recording your audiobook, and I was sitting in that booth right where Dawson is, and you called me Maxipata. You used to call me Moxaloxa, Animaxa, whatever, and then you called me Maxipata.
That sounds about right.
I made a face. And you caught it, and I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Finally got a reaction.
Yeah.
This is basically what I did to you, is I'm Roberto Duran. I gave you a body shot, and I saw you wince.
Yeah.
And now I'm going right back to the body.
That's what happened.
You could have been stoic.
I winced. I should have been.
It bleeds.
Should have smiled.
That wince ruined my life.
You should have taken Balboa's strategy, dubious as though it was, against Clubber Lang. Take a headshot. Not so bad.
Yeah.
Headshot. Not so bad. Yeah. Headshot. Not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I Stallone in that
dubious
movie
strategy
should have decided he couldn't be knocked out in the first fight.
That would have
and
solved
then he
everything.
Won that one, right?
Would have been a 25-minute movie.
By the way, all these people, these lifelong boxing people in his corner, no one's ever heard of rope-a-doping. They're what's he doing?
Right.
What's he doing? Well, I don't know. Ali did it a few years
He's
back.
He's taking roundhouses from Clubber Lang. That's a bad.
All right, well, Mike August is on the freeway looking for his stuff, and that's pretty dangerous to do, but not as dangerous as this. There's some pretty bad road rage out in Staten Island. An enraged motorist brawled with a truck driver in the middle of the Staten Island Expressway, then bashed the trucker's big rig with a baseball bat in a wild road rage attack caught on the truck's dash cam.
Going after a truck.
So the car stops right in front of the truck, forced the truck to pull over, gets a baseball bat, starts hitting the truck.
Oh, my.
They just start getting into it in the middle while traffic's just driving on by. And
Oh my.
Wait, the person with the bat is either a chick or a slightly built
it's a woman.
Dude?
No, that's Loves His Llama. I think.
Walks his mama.
Is that you?
That is not me, though. That's a different bat.
Is that a dude who's fighting?
Look, a woman
it's
to me.
A small person with a bat. Looks like a chick.
And a pink velour jumpsuit, at least.
Yeah juicy.
That's you.
That could
My
be
lack.
Me.
Oh, God.
I could, you know, I could have been, you know, Prince's cousin or something, but the trucker charges the. Is it a female?
The bat wielder,
the
which
bat
is
a bat wielding Honda driver. I don't know if
that's a woman.
In information of who the person
then charges her and then pummels her. It's so.
I guess it could be a whiskey.
Yeah, but
dude.
That's a pretty good stance.
No, it's not.
Yeah. By the way, if you're driving a Civic and wearing a pink velour jumpsuit and go about $128 sopping wet, don't get in with 18-wheeler guys.
Yeah.
That's a guy.
That's a sturdy fella.
That guy's making a grilled cheese off his cigarette lighter. As we he's got a hot plate that plugs into a cigarette lighter. That guy's going 265.
It's a
Do not
dude.
Get in that dude's grill, literally or figuratively. Don't get in front of an 18-wheeler. 18-wheeler guys, they're always big. They're always husky. They're always looking to brawl. And you're not going to stand a chance with those guys.
Yeah.
I'd imagine, though, that their kryptonite is movement. I can't imagine that the quicks in chasing you down are their virtue. Right.
I think you lose the gamble when he gets out of the cab. You know what I mean? Like that means he's down to move.
Emmy says it's a guy. It's just a guy who's slightly built with longish hair and a. pink velour juicy jumpsuit on. All right, let's bring it home, X-Pat.
All right, that is the news for Dave Damanishek, Adam Crayola, and Bitch Mop. My name's Chris Waxalama.
Oh.
Damanishek. Tickle Brown.
That's it.
Oh. Last but not least, Simply Safe. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam. All right, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City. Max Pat is going to be there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wise Guys this Friday and Saturday, 25th, 26th. Two shows. We're doing stand-up and unprepared over there. Live shows everywhere. Go to AdamCarolla.com.
Adam, no safe spaces coming out this Friday, but you have screenings to there's a theater screening in Phoenix.
That's right. Whoa. In Phoenix, we're selling. We sold out like the first three shows, but there's a bunch for sale, so come on out.
NoSafeSpaces.com.
NoSafeSpaces.com. Thank you very much. Max Zapata, Sheck, let's get your plugs in. Let's see. Dave's of Thunder, subscribe at Apple Podcasts. And the Dave Damashek football program, subscribe at Apple Podcasts as well. And you can check out his Facebook, Football Fact. Oh, Football Fact Sheck. There you go. And speaking of last names, check it out on theathletic.com.
Thanks,
as
Ace.
Well.
What a pleasure.
Always a good time with Sheck. Until next time, it's Adam for Sheck and Max Fata and Bollywood saying mahalo.
I like to hold on to sex, don't you?
Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla will be right back with good sports right after this.
$25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and lose. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. This month's shipment includes an in-shower beer can and wine glass holder from Sip Caddy for all of you practical alcoholics out there. An official Adam Carolla's The Hammer branded jump rope to stave off the effects of your shower drinking. A copy of Shrinkage, signed by Bald Brian. A bottle of Ogre sauce, perfect for any and all meals fresh off the grill. It's also gluten-free for you pussies out there. Of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wine. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find another golden ticket. That's right, two lucky winners and their guests will get a VIP pass to Laughs with Bald Brian, meet and mingle with the ACS family, and the whole lineup of comedians performing that evening. That's Fitzdog, Dana Gould, Kyle Dunnigan, and more. Sign up at CarollaDrinks.com for only $25 and cross your fingers because you and a guest may be watching Bald Brian from backstage with the rest of the ACS regulars. So prep your mailbox and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good sport.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. As Ace just promised there, welcome to a new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, delightful time sitting in with you and Bald and the one who likes llamas and everybody else. Let's do something here.
Let me say this about you, Shaq.
Go ahead.
You're like lemon zest.
Hmm.
You're not good on your own,
no.
But you bring out so much in others.
Ah,
you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't just eat lemon zest,
no.
But over the top of some fish, you know, iced tea, maybe a cocktail. Really a game changer.
I mean, yeah, but you could still have the drink without the lemon zest.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
But if you have it, it's like, okay, it doesn't have to bother you.
Oh, I've had salmon without lemon a lot and enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I mean, you're saying like it could conceivably improve.
Sometimes it's better.
Sometimes not, though, because if you get like one of the lemon seeds in something and you bite into that, it actually is a
And
detriment.
Sometimes you can actually hit your own eye when you're squeezing it.
Thank you. That's very flattering, Adam. That's that might be the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. That's very nice.
The zest of a lemon.
Can't I be, though? Can't I instead be?
Oh, hold on.
Go ahead.
You want to be currants?
I don't even know what those
are. They're like a smaller raisin.
Oh, those things?
Yeah.
I mean, where would you get those? Where would you have those? In like pudding? In like
you might
tapioca?
Mix them into some yogurt or something if you were not from here.
But and then like it, oh, that
okay.
might
I'm
that
sorry.
You could conceivably.
Dave, I know where this is going. I know okay. how I'm coming across.
Okay.
Let's have you as a bay leaf.
Oh.
It's that leaf that floats in the stew. Now you have to pick it out. You don't want to. It's not good.
They always issue
but
that
it
warning.
Always brings out in others.
If you,
you know
if
what I mean?
You if you ingest the bay leaf.
The bay leaf's not good, but what
it'll
it's but for the potatoes and for the beef and for the carrots, it's bringing it out.
That's so nice of you.
That's what you do, like a facilitator that you wouldn't eat. You know, you'd pick it out, but it brings it out. The
right.
zest,
you wouldn't
the bay leaf.
It, yeah, like it's like don't present it at the table with that because that would be repellent to the consumer. Like,
right.
Right. Here's the soup. Minus the bay leaf, because if it has the bay leaf, you will not be interested
sorry.
In
it. I, no.
Go
I've
ahead.
Got it now.
Please.
The clove.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. The spicy clove. Can't be consumed on its own.
No, if you smell
it's
it overwhelming, by itself, it's gross.
But stuck into the side of a ham. Delectable.
Yeah. And then you take it out?
You got to pick them out.
And then you give it to people.
Because after you pick them out.
Right, because then, again, people would be like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, but again.
I was excited for the ham, but I didn't know it was going to have a clove. Count me out, people would probably say.
But, Dave, you're like the Wiley clove, which is you're bringing out the flavor in others.
And to some people, in a positive way.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Unless they bite on you. Then we got a situation.
Right. I'm like, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like mayonnaise in a way. Like some people think that
mayonnaise
jazzes
is
up
good.
Things, but then some people are like, I
yeah, but people
cannot.
Like mayonnaise.
But nobody takes it with a.
But they like mayonnaise and they want more mayonnaise.
Oh, I see the flaw in
yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm
so
not good
not,
at I'm not as good yeah. at this. And
yeah, but more bay leaf.
Okay, let's
super important.
Not essential though.
Yeah, essentials is a strong word, but yeah, I suppose you could make stew without a bay leaf. Yeah, it might even be better, but
it's It's like a
ooh, sorry,
you might
Shaq.
Like it. It's
you
like an acquired
sorry.
Kind of a taste.
You, my friend,
yes.
are the parsley by the side of the plate.
Now,
you know what I mean. You
somewhere.
You don't consume it.
No,
you don't need it. You don't ask for it, but there it is. And I think we're all a little better for it. This was a better country when they served parsley on the side of the plate. This was a better country.
Because why?
Nobody knows.
But you also know that they don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Unnecessary. It's an unnecessary expense.
So if you were in charge, the parsley stays.
Let's just hit
in 2019.
I think we should hit the sports.
I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not, well, I don't know how to deal with compliments sometimes, but that was was very flattering.
People know I don't heap a lot of praise.
No.
That's as long as I've ever heaped praise.
That was nice. Yeah. Way more praise than you would want clove.
You've
on
been
your ham.
Heaped upon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But not like mayonnaise.
Well,
people
like.
Want that. Yeah. Some people.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, that's good.
I mean, again.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Those sports there.
Let's do this, shall we, Ace? I thought off of the heels of the Rotten Tomatoes game, here's a fun little exercise. Let's see how this goes for the two of us here. Now, the audience at large can sit back and cackle at our failure unless we are on the nose. Then they will be required to praise us. It is, at the time of this recording, Friday. Let's see how close we can get. This is what fancy people do in the desert. They try to do it. Let's see how on the nose we can get here. Jalen Ramsey apparently playing. What do you think about that, though, by the way, Ace? Traded to the Rams.
To the Rams.
Yeah, exciting. Maybe turns things around. I think a little too late, to be honest with you.
I find his hairdo off-putting.
What is it specifically?
It's kind of it's the same one Marlon Wayans had in the movie, I'm going to get you sucker drinking gin and juice in the hood on Friday, or whatever that movie. Do you remember they did that movie?
Oh, there's Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, it's hanging there. No, I like it. I see it when it's standing up more. Like it's more, it's like a potted cactus.
I know what you're talking about. Yes, yes, yes.
Don't be a menace in the hood. What? Gabe's got it on Blu-ray. What is it?
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah.
That's all from memory.
Thank you.
The human brain can only absorb so much. I'm glad that Fondelier has that as part of the information that's in that brain.
Can't remember what I did last night.
That's right.
So let's see you hit it here, Ace. A big one for both teams, the 1-5 Falcons, as we have this discussion now, looking dire at best for the Falcons. A lot of people had this team as a Super Bowl contender. Rams, too, and they're just 3-3 at this point, looking up at the 49ers and the Seahawks in that division. Give me the final score to that game. Let's see if you can nail it.
It's in Atlanta?
It's in the ATL. Yeah, it's in...
Oh, okay. Rams bounce back with a statement game at 31-17.
31-17. I will take the Falcons, and I'll give it to you. The Falcs win this one 27-23. There we go. We have that. And before going on with that, instead, you know what? Give me a Cowboys one because that's the big game of the week. Eagles at the Cowboys, a big NFC East tilt. Both teams struggling right now. One's going to be 3-4 by the time people are listening to us right now. That's going to be grim for one of those two.
I think Cowboys strike back and a comeback-ish, statement-ish game at 28-21.
Very nice. I will go with the Eagles winning this one on the road. I will go 26-21 there. And thus ends that. And I do want to say, Ace, you know what's a weird trend in hair? Have you seen Devin Bush, the rookie linebacker for the Steelers? He has this weird hair, and it seems like, and also Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans has this hair. It looks like they're wearing a Daniel Boone coonskin cap. They have this kind of like semi-puffy top, and then they have a long kind of tail thing hanging out the back, and it really does look like they're wearing some 19th century warming device atop their heads.
I have a hard-hitting question.
You see that thing?
Yeah.
It's like a snake hanging out the back of his head.
It's a little bit of a black mullet. It's scary. I have a question I'm going to pose to you in tomorrow's show.
Okay.
All right. First, let me hit the LifeLock. You know the difference between credit card fraud and identity theft? Credit card fraud is when someone steals your credit card info and uses it to make unauthorized purchases. And identity theft is any crime where someone accesses or uses another person's information for economic gain. Well, LifeLock protects you. You're out there. Your information's out there. Think about how much information you're buying. Plane tickets online and food, ordering food and getting all sorts of tickets to shows.
What's the name of that Wayland? Wayans movie?
You're getting how to sip your gin and juice in the hood on Friday, buying it online. Your information's all out there. Cyber criminals are trying to take what's yours. Good thing LifeLock, which, by the way, detects a range of identity threats. Like taking your social security number, putting it on the dark web. It's all cyber crime now. No more car stereos being stolen. You need LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. Join LifeLock now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LifeLock or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off.
Good times, Ace. Good times all day here on the show. Enjoy doing it, and we'll be back with more hot sports talk for you tomorrow. In the meantime, for Adam Carolla, Bayleaf Damashek out. Good for
follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at adamcarolla.com. Also subscribe to Carolla Classics, hosted by Chris, Walks Your Llama, and superfan Giovanni. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the Mangry events, all the shows, books, movies, and more. Just go to adamcarolla.com.